I'm a bad, bad, bad motherfucker. Yes, a bad, bad, bad motherfucker. Yeah, we're bad, bad, bad motherfucker. Yes, we're bad, bad, bad motherfucker. Didn't wanna be on TV, but they paid us, so here we be. And the show you're about to see, it's about me. 'Cause I'm a bad, 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 sorry, bad motherfucker.
We had some technical difficulties. We had to start over.
Now we're live.
We are indeed live, sir.
And vaping our faces off.
I got Big Cat vaping.
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 And I got Furbush drinking absinthe.
Fuck yeah. It's like absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
Redux.
That was beautiful. That was
well
beautiful.
Played.
One. Two ice cubes for my absinthe. All right. So, what's been happening, kid?
Not much, dude. I mean, it's only been a week. I don't really do anything.
I didn't really think we'd do another one of these for like a month.
I don't.
Like, at a minimum.
I don't do anything, ever. Except for drink.
You know what I've done for 4 days?
Vaped.
You're looking at it right here.
Just vaping.
In these sweatpants, in this Pantera t-shirt. I took my shirt off. Actually, no, this is the second Pantera t-shirt I've been
in. Hi-yo.
Yeah.
Saving on laundry bills.
It's out of control. And yet, somehow, the hamper's still always full of laundry.
I blame Joey.
Now Caitlin does the laundry. You know what she does? We laid everything out for her to do the laundry. Like, we separated, like, whites from darks and, you know, in between
not
shit.
Into it.
Anyway. Dead air, dead air, dead air.
And snow doom, snow doom, snow doom.
Snow. I thought it was.
Snow boogie.
Snow boogie. We'll stay with snow boogie. I'm stoggy like a doggy.
Stoggy. I'm gay for men like a dog.
Like a dog. No, this is the second Pantera t-shirt because after 2 days I peeled the other one off, and I smelled like a homeless person.
Really?
My armpits just fucking reeked like you read about. Like, remember when we went to Goshen?
Yeah.
And I told you the epic shower story when I got home? Like, I didn't think I smelled the entire 3 days, and then I got home and got under some hot water.
When I came back from Goshen, you know, we stopped at my parents' house, and I immediately had to take a shit. Because I'm a man, and that's what men do.
Yeah.
And I sat down.
How's the rocket doing?
I used it a lot.
Like
three rides.
All right,
in 2 days.
To explain to listeners what the rocket is, okay? A member of Jay's family has a camp out in the woods in northern New Hampshire.
Well, like eastern, western.
I don't really know
it's
exactly.
Western.
I still don't even really know where that is.
It's up in the upper valley. It's over by Lebanon.
Yeah, it's a bunch of ski resorts up there. It's beautiful. I had a lot of fun. We just kind of drank.
Drank,
shot shotguns, and rode four-wheelers for three solid days in the rain. Fired weapons. And on this property, there's a couple little, like, sheds, essentially. Like, would you call them anything other than sheds?
Buildings.
Buildings. They are...
frames.
They are erect structures.
Ooh, my structure is typically erect.
And
your beard,
like a homemade porta potty, that's referred to as the rocket.
It's like a 1970s chemical toilet. is the correct term?
It's the most horrendous smelling.
And yeah, because I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not a typical porta john. So you know, we don't have somebody regularly coming to pump it out.
Dave's sewage doesn't come by once a week to fucking do
literally
shit.
When we know it's time to get it. To get it pumped out
is when your balls are resting on the shit while you're sitting down.
Pretty much. I mean, last summer I went there and took a deuce, and I had shit water splash back.
Out of the rocket?
Out of the rocket. Onto my bare butt cheeks.
Did you disinfect the fucking
I think that's the only time I've ever put hand sanitizer on my asshole. It burned a little bit, but it was worth it. I mean, this is wretched shit. I mean, it's literally...
It's
you
shit
know
that's
when
probably
it's,
been there for a decade.
Oh, yeah. You know when it's time to empty it because the water level is maybe somewhere between 8 and 10 inches below the seat.
When you take a dump and it leaves your ass and you just hear a wet smack.
Not even a wet smack. It's like a ploop, and then you get splashback. It's horrific. My uncle's tip was to put one of those big, like, elephant ear... leaves in and then shit onto the leaf.
Oh, God.
So it didn't splash back. It's a whole thing.
I wonder how many elephant leaves are in there.
A lot.
A lot.
Probably a lot. Big ones.
Big ones, little ones.
So anyways, yeah, so I took my shit at an indoor plumbing immediately. Came through the door. I had to shit real bad because I had drank a lot of beer the night before, so I had the beer mud. So I hustle inside, sit down on the toilet, and I knew it was time to take a shower because just sitting on the toilet, I could just smell my musty balls.
The funkiness of the nutsack?
It was, yeah, the nutsack. It was like an expensive perfume, the way it filled up the room.
I've gotten to a point now, it's been a few weeks, that I have this whole, like, three days I work, 4 days off, where by the third day, I actually enjoy that. I actually enjoy sitting on the toilet and smelling the ball funk.
You're fucking disgusting.
Yeah. No, it's the same thing with farts, man. When other people fart, you're like, dude, what the fuck? But then you lay the most disgusting, wretched, foul thing that's ever left a human being's body, and you're like, wow, that smells terrific. I made that. Exactly.
Everybody likes their own brand.
Exactly. I like the smell of my own stinky nuts.
It's like smoking Marlboros. You smoke Marlboros, then you smoke a Newport. You're like,
yeah, exactly. Fuck
I like
shit.
My brand.
I like my brand.
Of vaping. I don't know what that means. We're only on our second glass of absinthe. Of course, this absinthe is 138 proof.
Yeah,
no expense.
I had one, and if I sound like my energy level isn't there, it's because
absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
It certainly makes redux. Nunnite time redux.
It's not even so much nunnite time. It's almost like being stoned, but alcohol did it to you.
Yeah. It's kind of fantastic.
And I mean, we did it correctly with the absinthe. We took the spoon with the sugar cube and put the water over the... I mean, it's a whole process. You can't be lazy when you're drinking absinthe. You need to be
it's
diligent.
Like it's like a scientific experiment.
It is. It makes me feel intelligent. Yeah. Sometimes.
It's like chemistry class. It's amazing.
And, yeah, I think I mentioned this is an awesome transition that I'm doing right now.
it's a brilliant segue, I'm sure.
Was the segue. That was my segue. So, yeah, I mean, absinthe with sugar and water. And, yeah, conspiracy theories. That was the segue that was about to go down, and then I caught myself.
I had a pretty good segue last night, actually.
Did you? On your vaping with Furbush show?
Yeah. To the three people that are probably listening, I host a vaping show on Nova Broadcasting. On Mondays from 6 to 8.
Is there any way to call it anything other than vaping? Vaping
no.
sounds... I mean... And
it does. Ariel pointed this out when I started. It sounds super gay. Smoking,
it does.
Smoking for faggots.
It's pretty much... I mean, it's vaping. Is there a manly way to say it?
Vaping.
It's,
no, there really isn't. I'm vaping.
I'm smoking my water vapor.
That actually sounds worse. I'm smoking water vapor.
I'm vaping my face off right now.
Vaping. I can make anything kind of sound manly, though. Dude, I'm fucking vaping my face off.
No, that still sounded gay. You sound like Phil Anselmo said it.
Oh, Christ. No, I was...
He has a ponytail.
I was trying to pimp myself out for sponsors. It's like, yeah, you know, if people want to give me some free shit, maybe
they can
some free
put it
shit
wherever they want.
Give away, and then we have one sponsor on that network that at that very moment I have
deleted himself,
transisting the shot to their fucking ad. And I was like, and by the way, we do have one sponsor. It was actually a decent segue for somebody that's only done this shit ever.
Vaping.
So conspiracy theories. Let's hear about
Alex Jones was on Stern, man. I told you about that, right?
Yeah, and I think you were saving the story.
Well, I mean, it's not so much a story as much, I guess, a discussion.
Well, okay, yeah, no, I'd like to hear about how'd this go?
I mean, he brushed. I mean, I didn't hear the whole interview, and when I listened to it, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. Ooh. I was on my way to work, so.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't really. None of it
really
stuck.
Absorb any of it.
It's like taking Jell-O and just throwing it against the wall. A very small residual amount sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I mean, he was just going into everything, the New World Order that he's always yelling about.
Did he go deep?
Not that deep. Howard wouldn't let him. Every time he started going deep, Howard would make a fucking stupid joke and bring it back.
Yeah. I find that. Have you ever actually listened to the Alex Jones show?
No, but I'm going to now.
I highly recommend it. I used to subscribe to his show every day, put it on iTunes in podcast form. So when I was closing McDonald's, I would fucking have the one earbud in.
Infowars.com.
I'd have the one earbud in and just listen to the Alex Jones show for half the night.
Make you fucking paranoid as shit.
Yeah, that dude, like, I mean...
Speaking of that, one thing he did say about McDonald's is that they inject their chicken nuggets with silicone.
I don't doubt it.
And that's why they'll keep forever.
Right.
And that's why it foams so much when you put it in the fryer is because it's you're fucking frying plastic.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't doubt it.
People talk about fucking how bad drug dealers are. I mean, McDonald's is selling death to children.
I love ramen noodles. I don't care what those are made out of. They're fucking delicious.
The wax is delicious.
It's super delicious. No, so I'd listen to that for like a couple hours a day. And, you know, honestly, 75% of what he says, he's pretty fucking spot on. But he goes way deeper than, I mean, that's his whole business. You got to figure. He's got to kind of find that angle on fucking everything.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I find that when he goes on other people's shows.
Well said.
When he goes on other people's shows, he tones it down quite a bit. You know,
unless he's on Piers Morgan.
He was just trying to get press, man.
He said he was sick.
He was sick?
He had the flu that night.
He sounded exactly like he does in his goddamn show.
Who could tell?
It's 1776!
Joey's fucking sleeping, man.
It was a small volume spike for
That was not small.
Nothing I ever do is small when it comes to my voice.
Unless you're talking about your penis.
What does that have to do with my...
Muy pequeño.
Muy pequeño.
It hardly
qualifies as a penis,
that's
really.
That's the voice you use when you talk about your penis.
Muy pequeño.
I was taking a piss the other day, and I grabbed my dick, and then I had to... That's how every story about your dick goes. You don't know it. It sounds normal to you. It's like when you're drunk and you start slurring your words.
So we drove to the secluded area, right? She takes her fucking pants off, and then she gets down fucking and starts sucking my dick.
Muy pequeño.
Muy pequeño.
Very, very small.
She put it in her mouth.
She put my little penis
in her mouth.
She put it between the gap in her teeth.
So there I was, fucking this bitch with my
little penis.
You're a funny motherfucker.
I do what I can. I really do. But I guess the point of the Alex Jones thing that I was trying to bring up was, I mean, did you hear about this meteor?
I did, actually.
In fucking Russia?
Yeah.
Did you see the footage?
I saw some footage. I saw a GIF of some camera, and then at the same time, a picture of some guy driving. They were like the shittiest reaction to a meteor ever.
Well,
you see the meteor, and he just flips down his sun visor. No expression on his face.
I mean, and I didn't get it from a very reliable news source, but I saw the footage on Tosh.0.
Yeah. That's where I go to keep caught up with current events.
My issue with this quote-unquote, air quotes, meteorite,
yeah,
is that we can tell how many feet away from the Earth an asteroid is going to pass, but we didn't know that was coming into the atmosphere.
Yeah, something could smack into us at any point. It's the illusion of safety, man. Oh, don't worry. We got it all figured out. We see shit when it's coming. It'll be like fucking Armageddon. We'll send Bruce Willis up, blow that shit up. Nobody has to worry about a goddamn thing.
As long as Ben Affleck's with him, I'll feel safer. Or Steve Buscemi. But seriously, I mean, we didn't see that coming.
If Ben Affleck was going on the fucking spaceship to destroy the meteor,
I hope he has that beard from Argo.
I really, really, really do. One moment, please. All right,
so there I was with my muy pequeño.
Nice, and he just picked it up seamlessly.
Because we're still on the same conversation.
I was sitting there in my car with my muy pequeño penis, and I saw an asteroid, or what they call an asteroid.
But it's supposed to be realistic. How many fucking scientists do we have staring
at? Ben Affleck and his beard.
Argo.
I lost it. Have you seen Argo?
No.
Are you kidding? Do you want to?
Not really.
It's really good.
I mean, it's fine. I'll catch it eventually.
It's really good.
That's fine.
I can...
Hey, do me a favor, Dave, and... Never mind.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
What?
Nothing.
No, say it.
Oh, but just wasn't going to talk about it.
What?
I mean, if I were to, like, spill my absinthe on my face, I just wasn't going to talk about it. I just didn't want to... I don't want to talk about it. We don't have the disclaimer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is it gone forever?
It is. I mean, there's a disclaimer, but it's a little different now. Did you hear it?
Big black cock.
Bad luck, Brian. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's our new disclaimer, because fuck them.
But, I mean, how did we not see that coming?
This low-key, this redux. We got in a problem. We had problems.
We did have problems.
We had to add a disclaimer. That's never good. Any of this shit's real. We just fucking... We sit in a room.
I'm not really drinking absinthe.
Like comedy, well, like they do at Saturday Night Live. We just sit in a room and write these bits.
Yeah. Hey, let's pretend we're on absinthe.
The realization that these are bits, everyone just went, fuck, they really aren't funny at all.
Let's pretend we're doing marijuana.
I did two whole needles full of it today. I am fucking...
I love doing marijuana. I love doing it.
I did
like putting it up my nose.
I did like two pots today.
I did.
I snorted two pots of marijuana today.
I snorted two buds. I snorted two buds of marijuana today.
I cooked it in a spoon and injected it into my wee pequeño penis.
I love doing marijuana. Wee pequeño.
I can't quite do that yet. My voice is coming back, but I can actually comfortably sing along with stuff.
Please don't.
It doesn't sound good. What's the matter with him?
Yeah, Joey still needs a microphone.
He's not really awake, dude. He's just staring off into space. Hey, bud. How's it going, pal?
Muy pequeño.
Muy pequeño. His is already bigger than mine. Is that weird?
I've seen it. No, it's not that weird. Doesn't take much.
No. It definitely has me convinced that I'm not the father.
Your cock reminds me of a blade of grass after it's been cut.
Hey, thin, in a gallery, take it
thin
easy.
Thin and stubby.
Muy pequeño.
Muy pequeño.
Mm-hmm.
Rotating.
Rotating muy pequeño penis. Technically, it's not a penis. Technically, it's a clitoris.
It's a phallus.
He really doesn't like me right now.
An appendage. Well, it's because of what you did to him earlier.
Children? You mean fuck trophies?
Painkillers? You mean whiskey? look at my mustache.
Look at it.
Look at my muscles.
Look at my balls. Look at them.
I feel like I've been derailed. I don't know.
You were talking about my small penis, Alex Jones, Ben Affleck's beard, and the meteor that went by Russia.
It went into Russia. It didn't really go by it.
Stop for a cup of coffee.
It didn't go by it. It wasn't like, hey guys.
Hey guys.
And then went off into the sunset.
I'm gone. Thank you.
You know?
Caitlin!
Just wanted to say hi. Is she throwing vape mail again?
No. No, she's not. No, she delicately hands me vape mail now. I got two vape mails today.
Two vape mails?
Yeah, you know what? You got the bulk of it, goddamn new vapor, you.
I am a son of a bitch. Absinthe.
My brother in fucking pod over here got a brand new Ego Twist and a Vivi Nova tank and a tank full of that juice.
I feel like our
the rest of it's in Steffi Mac's purse.
Mayhem listeners don't really give a shit.
No, that's why I was going to talk about it, but I figured I'd at least pimp what you got for free.
Please don't pimp me out.
And it's gorgeous. It's definitely a unique piece.
I don't want to sell my body.
It's a brown battery and like a pinkish red tank.
Dave, please don't make me sell my body on the streets.
It's Franklin.
Wouldn't be that hard.
It's everyone has to at least once.
It'd be dudes.
It's actually a town ordinance.
Dudes that look like you. Come here, you.
They mentioned on the show last night that I looked like I was probably a sex offender.
And
I resisted the urge to say, no, I'm pretty sure you're referring to my ex-wife.
Oh, God. I'm glad we can say things like that again.
I know, and that's why I don't really,
fucking baby
promote
fucker.
This fucking thing anymore.
Baby fucker.
Baby knocked her up, so he couldn't have been
come
that
here,
much
Come here, Joey,
baby.
I want to do stuff to you. Yeah.
No, what? No, he can't.
What?
Joey's not capable of blowing loads. What the fuck is wrong with you? She's almost 23 years old, and she's convinced that her not even 2-year-old could get someone pregnant. I heard him this morning. He was looking at this afternoon when Steffi Mac got here. He was like, "I want to take you behind the middle school and get you pregnant.
I want to take you behind my kitchen set and get you pregnant.
I want to get you pregnant." Look, he does too. He wants to get somebody pregnant.
What's the matter? You never smoked PCP before?
You won't get nice.
It'd be awesome.
He just scrunched his face, and you took that as encouraging. What the fuck is wrong with
you?
Let's
find a female baby. Let's see if it's true. Wait, the females can't have babies. So let's find.
He don't gots to pull out, nigga.
I just resisted,
and I just put the hand up for the high five, and he just very stiffly looked at me like, "What the fuck are you doing, dude?"
We could always test this theory.
But then...
You still got to...
I mean, really, all you got to do is film it, and then you'll go to jail for like 40
you
years.
You film it. Don't film it.
I don't know.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouths.
My Josephus got some bitch pregnant.
Word of mouths.
Word of mouths. Oh, shit. My Jomosexual got some girl pregnant.
East Coast, West Coast. What was that?
I could never do it, man. I always try to do it.
That was the laziest machine gun I've ever heard in my life.
You're the only one I've ever fucking known that does it properly.
Because
I don't know... I only know white people,
that
really.
That was the laziest machine gun I've ever heard. Sounds like a car exhaust underwater.
Like, is my starter going in this fucking thing? What's
Joey
going on?
Joey just pissed the fuck off.
That's because he wants to get somebody pregnant. He's just standing in front of his mother with a spoon and crying.
We gotta get him over here to get this on mic.
Joey, come here.
Scream into the microphone. I'm putting on your Lorax, okay? Scream into the microphone.
You're getting Lorax on your fucking tablet? Oh, she is a crafty one, that bitch.
He is fucking pissed.
I told you, he's a goddamn animal. You want a kid now?
He gets angry when he drinks absinthe.
You can have him. Holy shit. Your Kindle Fire HD is loud.
HD.
It's,
I know a little something about HD.
Yeah. All right, listen. I would normally just say Kindle Fire, but there's like a $30 difference, so I have to stress the fucking HD.
$30. Do you have $30?
Do you have $30?
This was glass.
How much vape mail I could have bought with that?
What if this was glass? What if there's glass in there?
I'm rocking a fucking 4-year-old laptop. She's got a goddamn Kindle Fire HD and a brand new fucking laptop. I said laptop, but I meant desktop.
This doesn't look like a laptop. I mean, you could probably put it in your lap.
No, it's too much belly.
I don't have much belly. I mean, that'd be pretty solid.
I have somebody's phone number written in fucking grease pen on the side of it from like fucking 5 years ago.
Grease pen sounds gross.
Grease
Come
pen.
Come here, baby. Let me fuck you with my grease pen.
Let me fuck you with my grease pen and get you pregnant.
Hold on, hold on. Let me fuck you with my grease pen.
With my muy pequeño grease pen. Oh, Jesus.
Like a Mexican sex offender.
Bearded.
Bearded.
Always remember the beard. The beard
it's like
is key.
It's like 9/11. You can't forget.
Never forget. Never ever forget. The beard's finally getting big enough where I think I could get plastic fucking black glasses and not look like Drew Carey anymore.
Nah, you'd still. You'd just look like Drew Carey with a beard. And a Pantera t-shirt that you change once a week.
I'm a scary looking motherfucker, aren't I?
Kinda. Until you open your mouth.
And then it's like the...
And then you say vaping, and people are like, oh, dude, he sucks dicks.
That's how they described my show last night. Just like a bunch of fucking random, obscure, heavy metal shit. And you expect... And you see this big fucking bald, bearded guy on the screen. You expect him to be like, what's up, brothers?
What you gonna do, brother?
Instead, you just hear, hi, I'm Dave, and I'll be your psycho.
Hello, I have a muy pequeño.
And I'll be your server today.
There's actually two Daves who work here. So if you say Dave with the small dick, I'll come running.
With the muy pequeño penis.
Joey's pissed that it's not on a larger screen.
Try Alice in Wonderland. That works for him.
Muy pequeño.
He wasn't ready to get up yet.
He's bullshit.
And this is the... I shouldn't have said that, because this is the part that... Oh, I thought she was going to go with the... Well, that's because Daddy was too loud. I'm sorry, buddy.
You are too loud.
I'm always too loud.
You're fucking rude, man.
I'm very rude.
Rude?
And I don't care.
I like sugar water.
Sugar water?
Sugar water. I feel like the bad guy from Men in Black.
I got this guitar and I learned how to make it talk.
Water.
Water.
Sugar.
Sugar water.
What's his name? Ned? Ned?
Yeah, it does. I don't know. I don't know what his name is. I watched that movie once, like 10 years ago. I have no fucking idea.
Water.
I remember that part.
Sugar water.
Can you just do that one more time for me?
No, I can't now. I'm on the spot.
Sugar water.
Sugar water.
Water.
Sugar water.
Mine was awful. Pretty much everything that comes out of my mouth is awful.
Yeah. Well, I like that lady put you on that vape show based on this, our last podcast, and you didn't really say much.
No. I think she thought I was you.
Nobody wants me doing anything other than this.
She watched the video afterwards and was like,
oh, shit.
Oh, I meant the fucking other guy. God damn it. It's a good thing they're not paying me. You're like, actually...
I get the poops.
I get...
Day man.
Fighter of the night, man.
I love watching Always Sunny at 4 o'clock in the morning when I wake up. It's fucking outstanding. When it really sets the tone for the day.
When I went to the hospital for shingles.
Can you just state your age?
34.
34. Went to the hospital for shingles.
It was going around pretty heavy duty.
It was. Whose torso did you rub against?
You don't want to know. It was your mom's.
Well, that's...
Well, I mean, obviously.
I'm not even going to comment on that anymore. The fact that that joke is still going on. Your mom's...
It's all I had. It's just... It's the safety net. When you have nothing else to say, you just say your mom.
It's like having a safety net with a big fucking hole.
So a rabbi and a priest walked into a bar.
Your mom.
I don't remember the rest of the joke, but your mom is a whore. No, so...
You're like my generation's George Carlin.
Yeah, somebody's like enjoying Baldwin. The fuck out of the show.
Joey's like Alec Baldwin.
You're a fucking rude little pig.
Rude
I'll
little pig.
I'll fucking shoot you.
If you ever throw my vape mail again, I'll fucking shoot you. Ignorant little cunt.
Ignorant little cunt. All that was on the TV, because I couldn't find the remote, was Always Sunny. So I sat there all drugged up on fucking morphine for like 3 hours at the hospital in a fucking Johnny.
Johnny.
Just watching Johnny Always Sunny, all fucked up on morphine. It was a good day. And I walked home.
Have you ever let Joey try to breastfeed from you?
No. Why on earth would I do that?
Just to see if he'd try.
Yeah, actually, I did once, and then I had his name tattooed over it because, you know.
I knew it.
This is his.
Oh my god. This is his property.
It belongs to him.
He smacked you first and told you to do that.
It's like a prison tattoo, really.
Yeah.
He fucking sucked on it. It was like, that shit's mine. Put my name on it, bitch.
You refuse to give me your fucking fruit salad.
I wouldn't give him my fruit cup.
Yeah, fruit cocktail, excuse me.
I love this fruit cup so much, I want to take it back to middle school.
Get pregnant!
I fucked that all up.
Nah, it's alright, man.
What else is new?
Dude,
we're only at like a half hour, too. This blows.
That's not that bad.
We talked about, has this show been filled with any content whatsoever?
Dude.
Is it ever?
No, it never is. Point.
And yet somehow...
And we're drinking. Actively.
I imagine...
What was that?
I think it was the obligatory hypothetically.
Your brain
skipped. About to come out.
Oh.
But then...
Put it wherever you want.
I can
what? It's like your brain skipped. You were like, yeah, so I burned
it. You can put it wherever you want.
It's not you, it's me.
I pull out. And I work out.
Call me. Maybe.
You can put it wherever you want.
Can you do me a favor and just throw some absinthe in my eyes? Call me an ignorant little cunt.
Here's a high wash me. What the fuck have I done?
Dave, I wish you were my dad. Can you throw some absinthe in my face and then call me an ignorant little cunt?
To be fair, they were in order like that.
I called
him an ignorant little cunt, and then I threw absinthe in his face. Okay? Completely different.
Oh, God.
And absinthe was an accident.
Oh.
And me to throw in his face.
Ariel must be so proud.
she's a happy lady, I gotta tell you.
She gets to look at you every day and say,
I love him.
I let
so
that
much.
Fuck me.
I
With
say,
this muy pequeño.
Muy pequeño. Hey, it's a. I look at her, and it's a goddamn miracle I even fucking think about putting my penis in her anymore.
Just
let herself go.
Listen to the Abercrombie and Fitch model over here fucking making judgments.
This is not a judgment-free zone.
For the record, I'm crying and sweating.
This is
right
mayhem
now.
Redux.
Like Dave having sex. Except it's usually the woman
that's
crying.
That's after sex.
He just cries and sweats.
Somebody open a window.
Make me a fucking sandwich. A fattening one.
Bitch. Get me a soda. Bitch.
That lady looks like she'd suck someone's dick for crack. More like suck somebody's dick for a cheeseburger. I fucked that all up.
Hi.
I don't care.
How are you? Oh, we have visitors.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting the blinky stare. That can't be good.
Mm-mm.
And then the wiggling of the nose of the mouth thing. I don't know.
What?
She's like the church lady. Satan?
What did you do?
I think she heard me talking shit about her.
It's fucking rude, man.
You were crying laughing. And
no,
like,
no.
That was rude, man.
I made fun of you for making fun of people.
Wow, you pussy-whipped son of a bitch.
I feel like you're divulging more information. It's like when the cops pull you over. You don't tell them what you did.
All I did was counteract you saying, it's a miracle she still fucks you with, it's a miracle I still fuck her. How is that A, talking shit, and how is that... I'm not aggressively...
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
The last time you got pulled over, did you get thrown directly into jail? Or
no, I showed my
Do you know kids. Why I pulled you over? I've been drinking, I have drugs in the car, and...
I pulled my shirt down, like so, and I squeezed my shoulders together, and I got a warning.
And Joey was still in there. Feeding.
Feed.
Oh, you have a baby, I'll let you go.
Feed. Joey, you want some pizza? He's just not having anything.
Pizza.
Put him... French fry pizza. French fry pizza.
French fry pizza.
French fry pizza.
French fry pizza.
That's actually not Joey, that's Ariel.
Jesus. When the hole gets...
That's Joey. You hear the bass in the voice? That's Joey. He's a man.
I really hope this is coming through.
Oh, it loud and fucking clear, baby.
Fantastic.
Oh,
but
good.
Dave, when the hole gets deep, you stop digging.
Nah, fuck that. I'm going to China, bitch. Every time.
Give me some of them.
That's Thailand.
You knew exactly where I was
headed. Yeah.
Cheers. I'll drink to that.
Fuck yeah. Clink.
When we get the clink on the mic, you don't have to say clink.
I didn't realize why you had your head so close to the glass until after I said clink.
I wanted to drink yours, too.
I was like, what the fuck is... Oh, shit.
I'm so sweaty.
My goddamn... And I opened this door, too. That... Well, isn't that kind
We're
of...
Rich. We're rich!
We're rich! We're independently wealthy! We're socially secure! It's mine, 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 understand? Mine, mine, all mine!
For the people listening, wherever you are... Oh my god! Oh my god!
Caitlin, pick these up!
Caitlin!
Wait, she's in a bath? Did she draw herself a bath?
We just took a trip to London. We just took a trip to London. We weren't even aware of it. Where we're
she
going,
drew herself a bath.
Where we're going, we don't need loofahs.
Where we're going, we don't.
Oh, Joey's spooning with the gold.
He loves this plastic gold so much, he'd take it behind a middle school and get it pregnant.
Take it behind his kitchen set and get it pregnant.
Pregnant.
I have so much fake gold all over me. I feel like Tupac.
Oh, shit. Tupac had real gold, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. I feel like Jack Sparrow right now.
He's digging it.
Dead air. Galen!
So clearly, by how big his penis is and how much he loves gold, I'm not his father.
He's black.
Ariel banged a Jew.
Wow. Jews don't have big dicks, man.
That's not true.
I think it might be true.
Why? How many Jews have you fucked?
Dudes? None.
All right, then.
I think that's your territory.
We gotta do what we gotta do to get by, kid.
Whatever, man.
I'm not gay. I'm in experimenting.
Experimenting. I'm bisexual.
What? Wait, what? What is why I'm here?
Snowdoom.
I'm just a
if
dumb son of a
Jew,
bitch
man,
that continues to fucking pay the bill.
If she fucked a Jew, I'm pretty sure she'd stay with him. They got money.
Not necessarily. I know broke Jews.
Jesus Christ. It's fine.
No, it's cool.
Fine as you.
Do you hear her? She was like, fuck, with a big cock.
Wow.
Just priorities. Like that, too. With a big cock.
With a big cock.
First thing she went to. Fuck the money. Fuck everything. With a big cock.
The fuck is she doing
clearly
with you?
Clearly, I'm not doing... You know... Did you think the rubber pussy was going to stretch it or something?
Your penis?
Yeah.
What? She must have heard us. She's now cleaning up the coins.
With a big cock.
What? Anal beads?
Anal beads?
Anal beads.
Oh, now you want to bring up the anal beads?
No. Never.
Never, ever.
Ever.
Then you should
have said
anal beads.
It's always too soon. Always, snow boogie.
Always too soon.
Put it wherever you want.
Snow, just you go ahead and put it wherever you want.
For the right price.
I'm down.
This is chaotic.
This is
I don't know
madness.
I feel like I'm at Chuck E. Cheese.
This is Hellscape.
I was...
Caitlin, put a bra on.
I do.
I'm leaving.
I think she wants to bang you.
Fuck you, man. That's fucked up. No more absinthe.
Wait, I said it then. I was sober, didn't I? Okay, thank you.
That's fucked up. Oh, you said it then?
Yeah,
I said it. Makes it okay, as long as you said it twice.
Right. Fuck. It's not absinthe related. I came up with that joke hours ago.
I suck dicks. I suck dicks. No, man, it's cool. I said it twice.
As long as I repeat it, you shouldn't be offended.
Well, now that the whole family's here, let's throw on the porn.
Right on.
Joking. Joking, God,
God
please
damn it,
no.
You got my fucking hopes up, you son of a bitch.
I don't want to see big black cock.
Big black and cock.
Bad luck, Brian.
Bad luck, fucking Brian.
Did you ever turn our mic volume back down?
Huh? I can... Wow. I really hope so.
It's like Mardi Gras in here.
There's a fucking party going on.
Oh yeah, you did. You did.
It's okay, it's down, kinda.
I feel like we're exploding.
We're definitely clipping
all over somebody's face.
We're definitely clipping.
What's that even?
But
mean?
I can. It means
the coupons.
The lines here go beyond where it's improper modulation. But I can fix
proper
it.
Proper modulation.
Actually, I don't know if I can fix
proper
it.
Proper modulation.
When I do, it'll be lower, but you'll hear it.
Sit down. Shut up. Stop being a moron. Oh my God!
My co-host Ben Stern.
Proper modulation.
Improper modulation. Okay, both.
Crazy stuff going on.
Pop, pop, pop.
Both. And now we're gonna get sued for saying that. Right. Thanks.
It's not Warner Music Group, so we should be okay.
No, it's Stern. Did you see how many Stern clips that were on YouTube?
Mm-mm.
0.
Was he just got somebody on that shit full time?
Pretty much. They're always on them. Because they have the Howard TV now, so they don't want any clips of anything. Howard TV costs like $12
honestly,
a month.
Honestly. They should give something away.
Dollars.
Something.
Dollars.
That's being
dollars.
A cheap prick. That's being the Metallica.
Hello?
That's being the Metallica of fucking talk radio.
He's a half-Jew. Hello? Come on.
Still.
He is all Jew, but he says he's half-Jew.
Because I got to tell you, that's some Metallica territory in talk radio.
Lars.
Seriously, you got to give some shit away.
Steffi's been drinking whiskey.
What? She didn't have that much of it, did she?
She had...
She sniffs the bottle and she just turns into Whiskey Steff, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh,
yes.
Did you see that? She just went gangster on me. Fuck you, bitch.
I'm Irish,
I can handle my liquor.
Bitch.
She even dropped the R. I'm Irish. She went gangster.
Joey's pissed that he can't dump
the
coins.
She didn't sound like Laconia White Trash like the fucking phone call I got the other day. I'm sorry you're having problems with your girl.
Mm-hmm.
That was my ex-wife talking.
She used to talk regular.
Yeah, exactly.
What girl was she talking about?
Her. She's like, I'm sorry you're having problems with your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have no problems.
Any 13-year-olds I can fuck?
Oh, shit, son. 12.
No,
teenage
don't worry about
too
it.
Old.
I'm 13.
That's why she fucked me, because I'm hung like a baby.
In a month, I'm 13.
Caitlin,
oh,
fuck off. Sit down. Shut up. You ignorant little cunt. I'm just kidding.
And I'm uncomfortable.
And I'll delete that. Don't worry about it. God damn it. Oh, wow. That was fantastic. Of course.
Yeah, I really hope that came
I
through.
Really want to hear it now, actually.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's
I think
the
that's,
worst
I,
smell.
I think that's why she fucked me for so long, because I'm hung like a baby.
Babies?
Babies.
I'm sorry you're having a problem with your girl.
I'm sorry you're having problems
Ain't
with
anybody have
your
time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Sorry you're having problems with the old girl.
Yeah, you're right.
She used to be white.
No, she wasn't.
Until every fucking pillhead in Laconia started
she was
fucking
like brown.
Passed her around like a fucking fuck doll. What?
She was like brown.
Yeah.
Went black semen.
Whoa.
I mean sailors.
Oh.
Hello.
Wait, what?
African American sailors?
Oh.
Niggerfish.
Snow boogie.
Snow boogie. Anybody got time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that. Anybody got time for that?
Wait, I got time for that.
Joey's like, this is fucking bullshit.
He's like, wait, we were dumping them all over the floor. Everything was fantastic. Now you motherfuckers want to clean
now
up.
Now they're organized.
What
this is
this
fucking
shit?
Bullshit?
Mommy, I will not stand for this nonsense.
Why is there organization?
There should be fucking zero
bullshit. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for
Ain't
that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Steffi Mac's getting gangsta with it. Look at hairs down, whiskey hell bent, and whiskey bent, and how to fuck it all.
Man.
Whiskey bent and hellbound.
That's right.
Yeah, and she still gave me a high five.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
I got
sorry you're having problems with your girl.
I'm sorry you're having problems with your girl.
Try it, Dave. Do it.
It's like a broken gun.
It's like a muy pequeño.
A muy pequeño gun.
Muy.
I'm sorry you're having problems with your muy pequeño.
No mas.
No me gusta.
Manja.
What the fuck is manja?
Manja.
Oh, manja. Eat.
Manja.
Eat.
Eat. Manja. Manja, manja.
Manja.
I'm a filthy Italian. Manja.
You fucking bukyak.
Fucking bukyaks.
What's bukyak mean?
Oh.
Cunt.
You ignorant little bukyak. What?
What?
You want to be famous?
Does he want to talk?
Okay, or not. You want to see daddy?
Spoobies?
Ooh.
You see daddy?
Come here,
daddy's
buddy.
Daddy's boobies.
Come here, buddy.
You see daddy?
You want daddy's to
come
boobies
your face are hairy. Off with daddy? Tickles. Tickles.
Face.
Tickles.
Okay.
I'm torturing him. To listeners at home, I'm not actually tickling him. I'm actually trying to pry one finger in his asshole. That's why he's whining like that. Clearly, I'm fucking
kidding. Wow, you put cigarettes out on him.
Lit cigarettes.
Wait, I'm sorry. We're not in Laconia. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry you're having problems with your girl.
With your girl.
With your girl.
I'm sorry you're having problems with your girl.
I want to take that 12-year-old behind the middle school and have him get me pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And then have the child.
And then
at 14, get that child pregnant. That's the whole thing. Well, never mind. Let's
you
not.
You know what? We just took that too far.
What?
No, what? What were we talking about?
What?
You
are so rich.
What's going on with your hair?
Hair.
She drew a bath. I forgot.
I drew a bath. She's in the bath. I believe
she filled the tub with lukewarm water. She sat in it for 35 seconds.
And splashed.
And then she toweled herself off. No bubble bath. No soap, just sat in warm water. It's like a puddle in a hot summer.
She had beads.
It's like sitting in a puddle on a nice hot summer day.
With beads.
With beads.
I love bath beads.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah, you're right.
Money.
Yeah, you're right. No!
Oh, sorry about your luck. Get Sean a leprechaun, huh?
Joey's gonna be bullshit his gold on the floor again.
No, he likes fucking with it.
Yeah, he's
real happy.
I don't
know why we cleaned it up so fast. Yeah, dump it out! Dump it out!
Anybody got time for that?
Why'd you just dump it on the floor? You could have dumped it on his head. It would have been funner.
Oh, he is spooning the shit out of that.
That's fine. Let him do his thing.
Man.
Caitlin, you can pick up the gold later.
Anybody got time for that?
I'll have you account for every single piece.
And count it.
And count it. She did earlier.
Three times. Thrice.
Thrice counted.
After you
thrice
draw,
counted.
After you draw the bath.
Draw a bath and count the thrice counted gold.
Jennings.
Quincy, pull the car around. So.
Quincy, pull out the nice curtains. I'd like to do some climbing.
Did you see the dog
old
one?
Money.
Did you see the dog
I like
one?
Old money old cat.
Oh, see, I like old money dog.
You would.
It's the same thing, man.
With your vaping.
With my vaping.
Vaping.
My monocle.
So I went out to this gay bar last night. I totally vaped some dude's ass.
I vaped some dude's ass. I was stoggy like a doggy. It was fantastic. It was, one might say, fabulous.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I went there.
Ridiculousness.
Stoggy like a goddamn doggy.
Stoggy doggy.
Quincy.
Quincy, my dear boy.
My dear boy, Quincy. Quincy. So, is there really a difference between the dog and the cat? Because I don't think there is.
Kinda. Cats and dogs don't.
By the way,
same
did
thing.
You see that picture? The me at 16 picture?
Yeah, man. You put it on my wall. How did
Yeah, I know. I was really proud of it.
How would I not see it?
Oh, you have a goatee? That's cute. Did you know that beards also come in man size?
Oh, wow.
Yes. You're getting back together with your ex? I bet that will work out great this time. Benson, have my motor car painted the color of money. That's right. Gray. Because
dogs are colorblind.
Yes.
Hi-o.
Benson, I'm parched. Fetch me a glass of our finest toilet water. Benson, tonight I wish to have a lavish feast. Fetch me those delicacies from the litter box. Benson, Oh, wait. I already read that one. Benson, inform me when the mailman is here. I wish to have a few words with him. I read that completely wrong, but you get the point. Benson, please pull the car around. I would like to chase it.
That one's not even clever.
I thought they were all fantastic. Someone's diet just ended. It's a scale sitting on the shelf in the brownie section. Oh, God damn it. How to make the best salad ever. Step one, get a bowl. Step two, substitute lettuce with pizza. Fuck you. Step three, fuck yeah, pizza salad.
I didn't know you had a boat, Dave.
Wow. Life of high. How to waste your entire life. A practical guide to accomplishing nothing. Chapter 1, dicking around on the internet. Chapter 2, getting addicted to television. Chapter 3, majoring in the arts.
Yeah.
Chapter 4, shirking responsibility.
Shirking, very nice word.
Chapter 5, countering your productivity with crippling self-doubt. Chapter 6, naps.
Naps.
Chapter 7, defeating boredom by eating food.
Food.
Chapter 8, having big plans but no follow-through.
Through, yeah.
That's the story of my entire life.
Yeah, put it wherever you want.
I pull out.
Well, that's a classy scene.
Yeah.
Talk cult more about 45, the Colt 45. Two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need.
That's right. See, we locked in today, killer.
How many people do you think are pissed that we didn't finish that verse?
What, all three people that are listening to it?
Three and a half, man. Can't count Dykstra as a real person.
We're just devolving into a mess. Like, we're not even recording anymore.
Who cares?
It's making me sad.
Who cares?
You think I should just put this one up as is? I think it'd be fantastic.
I think it'd be fan-awful.
Do you think I give a fuck?
Anybody got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time to edit no podcast.
Mm-hmm. Sorry you're having problems with your girl.
I'm sorry you're having problems with your girl.
With your girl.
With your girl.
Girls.
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 Yeah, because black people always...
Happiness is a warm beer.
That's right, motherfucker.
On my balls.
On my balls.
You can make it, put it wherever I want.
You can put it wherever you want. Yeah, it's fine.
That's what she never said.
Actually...
Shut up. Anal beads.
Anal beads.
Angry stirring from the kitchen.
Shit just got real. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time.
I ran out of funny shit. Quincy.
It's a good thing I'm wearing my shoes. Joey's going to eat soon.
Yeah, that...
It's spaghetti night.
I noticed you. Neither one of you took them off this time. You're like, we learned our lesson last time.
No, last time we didn't take them off either.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just...
There's a sign on the door, people.
The sign on the door says no smoking either. How often did that actually happen?
Well, thank God you're vaping now.
God damn it. They do need to come up with a better fucking term.
Even vaporizing would sound cooler.
No, that sounds worse.
What the?
What are you doing? I'm vaporizing electronic cigarette liquid.
What are you doing? I'm vaping.
Did you see the fake blue cigarette commercial that Noah Wiley was in?
No.
You saw the original blue cigarette commercial with Stephen Dorff.
Yeah.
It's just fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was it, Funny or Die?
No offensive odor.
offensive odor.
That's the one line.
They have Noah Wiley's fucking fake. It's a blue-nies. It's brownies made out of fucking vapor.
Ew.
Yeah.
Vape. Mayhem vaping.
It's fucked up, right? Mayhem vapes.
It's not as bad as you might think it is. My ear is sweaty.
Your ear is sweaty? That's mm-hmm. awkward.
Outstanding. He's like, this is going to be fun to throw on the ground. Ain't nobody got time for that.
How do you even spell that guy's last name?
This is a fork. Fuck, I don't need that. No. Well, there's some sauce on it. Mummy, look what I'm doing. Mummy, I am going to throw this on the ground. It would go really nice in my hair.
It's like not here.
No, that's me.
Damn it.
I'll throw it on the ground, though.
Sketty.
Oh, I'm going to touch it. What are you guys looking at? What are you guys... What's happening?
God damn it.
There's meat on my cup. Let's get that fucking
I thought you were
going to
say cock.
There's meat on my cock.
There's meat on my
daddy.
Cock.
Daddy. Oh, daddy. Please
daddy.
Come fetch the meat from my cock.
Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy, but I want meat on my cock now.
But daddy, I want cock
nom,
meat
nom,
now.
Nom, 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 nom. Yeah, Joey is not a fan of me right now.
He don't like you.
Whatever, who
he
does?
He would get up and walk away, but ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm. He's going to be busy throwing spaghetti on the floor in about
five
minutes.
Four, three,
maybe I can use
two,
this fork.
One.
Fork here. Fork you, man.
We're kicking around an hour.
All right, man, you want to call it? I mean, we're just farting around at this point.
Yeah.
Too drunk for this shit.
Really, you're drunk? Really?
I've been drunk for days.
All right, then.
Key to not getting a hangover is never
plus
be
food's
sober.
Ready. So,
manja.
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 We're going to call it a wrap.
Yeah, don't worry, man. I'll just put it wherever I want.
Muy pequeño fucking...
Muy pequeño.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Sorry you're having problems with your girl.
I'm sorry you're having problems with your girl.
Pequeño.
All right, so we'll catch you next time, kids. All right.
Pequeño.
Peace.
Snow boogie.
Yes, we're bad, bad, bad mother. Didn't want to be on TV, but they paid us, so here we be. And the show you're about.